This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1733. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 7th, Argentina, Ascension, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Laos, Mali, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Panama, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Spain, Uganda, Ukraine, USA, Yemen, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Sad news from Argentina, August 6th, from Horacio Negro on Facebook via Mike Terry. Well-known Argentine DXer Julian Anderson has passed away today in Buenos Aires. He was an active DXer and edited Pampas DXing, which delivered valuable DX info, mainly from Latin American stations for non-Spanish-speaking DXers. Julian Anderson, and apparently a great friend to many Argentine DXers. In May and June, the Ascension Island relay of BBC on 7355 in English at 05 UT was coming in quite well in North America, although aimed at Africa. In fact, probably the best opportunity for us still to hear BBC World Service on shortwave. But then in July, the signal got much weaker or even disappeared. We suspected it was not even on the air for a while. However, on August 1st, I found it coming in again with a very good signal. You can compare it with their Hausa transmission from the same site, starting at 0529 on 7305, which is always weaker, but if it's on the air, you should also be able to hear the English broadcast on 7355. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas, agrees. I have noted very good signals from 7355 the past 3 nights, he says, on August 1st. Pretty much the same level that was common prior to late May, before some sort of change was made that ruined reception. Perhaps it's back on a previous antenna with a favorable backlobe, or the possible antenna renovation is now complete. Anyhow, it's nice to have this transmission back at normal strength for those of us in North America. Enjoy while we have it. BBC shortwave cuts are coming next year. Then on August 5th, I found it holding up past 0600 UT for a second hour when there's supposedly a beam switch from 100 to 65 degrees, which normally would mean a lesser signal for us way off beam in North America. Following up Ron Howard's report of Radio Simban, Australia, 2368.48, station playing a lot of Greek music. He thought the power was just 1,000 watts as of July 30th when he heard it around 1,300 UT. But then he got an EQSL from John O. Wright, who said at the time they were presently testing at only 50 watts, which of course was very pleasing to Ron. More about that from Ian B. of the Shortwave Sites Yahoo group near the station. They're performing test transmissions with just 50 watts from a new site close to the studio, maybe a short-term arrangement. The antenna is a short 6-meter vertical coil over a 10-centimeter diameter mast with 4 sloping wire radials from the top of the antenna that also serve as part of the guy wire support system. Not sure when higher-powered tests might occur. Over past weeks, it's believed maybe that different transmission antennas were tried out. Colin Miller in Ontario wonders, over the past few years, they've been doing a lot of tests and moving to different sites, not to mention using an odd frequency out of the range of a lot of domestic radios. What size listenership do they have? Replying to that, Ian of Shortwave Site says, I have no idea about that. The reason for the site move was due to time and money. Maintenance on the transmitter was expensive due to the staff having to make frequent long road trips out to the site. Fuel costs and the cost in time with increased road traffic took its toll. On August 1st, Ron Howard heard it again from 1304 to 1316. With Greek music, a stronger reception than on July 30th, And then he received an email from the director of Simban World Radio, Angelo Matsoukas, who said at that time the power was 400 watts. And heard once more on August 5th in California at 1307 to 1326, Greek music and singing. Not bad reception, Ron says, if still testing at 400 watts. In Shortwave Bulletin, editor Thomas Nilsson in Sweden says there is some doubt that Radio Fides in Bolivia is actually on 9625. There have been some reports of that lately, or 9624.9. He says Radio Fides has not been reported on this frequency since July of 2008, according to LA Shortwave Logs. The station, which can be heard at that time between 22 and midnight UT, is Radio Taiwan International in Thai. So if you do hear something, be sure it's in Spanish before assuming it's Bolivia. They are, however, active most of the time on slightly above 6155. On July 25th, I had a just barely audible carrier slightly on the high side of 4965 at midnight 57 UT, where I don't usually hear even that much. That matched the frequency reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden of Radio Alvorada de Parintins in Amazonas, Brazil, which he'd heard earlier in July at 2300, and which I mentioned about 2 weeks ago. However, that apparently is no longer the case. The latest item from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden is that it was heard on July 24th, but not heard since July 25th off the air. UT August 4th was an especially good Brazilian night on 25 meters. I was hearing Radio Aparecida at 0117, about 40 hertz below 11855, with a much better signal than usual, even a very good signal. As usual at this hour, it was their signature program, Com a Mãe Aparecida. A caller was lauding their mother, and I could even hear a slight echo audible on her phone line. Also hearing about the same time on 11915.12, something in Brazuguese, which must have been Rádio Gaúcha. However, this only exacerbated the level of the terrible spurs coming out of the 11780 transmitter in Brasilia, Rádio Nacional da Amazônia. They were spreading out about every 31 or 32 kilohertz above and below that frequency out to the fourth order when they were worst. I've kept reporting this just about every day the past week, and the Brazilian DXers are taking notice and trying to get word to the station. Finally, on August 6th at 0144, I was hearing only 11780 without any spurs. Fingers crossed they finally got rid of them. However, about 4 hours later, I was still hearing some spurs, but they were quite weak. In the MWDX Yahoo group, Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria reports there's not much medium wave left in that country as the station on 864 kHz has closed down. He gives details about the stations and powers which remain. I'll just mention the frequencies here. 576, 747, another 864, 963, 1161, and long wave 261. Well, since there are two on 864, I should clarify which one is off and which one is on. The one which went off is Radio Blagoyevgrad, and remaining on is the BNR1 Horizont transmitter site in Samuil. Cuba keeps mixing up its languages and frequencies. That's nothing new, but August 6th at 0136, I was hearing the English service on 5990 instead of 6000. Of course, that's the frequency which normally carries a China relay until 0100. And on another occasion, during that same hour, 5040 was in English instead of Spanish. In the Rádio Escutas and Condicionalist groups, José Ronaldo Xix in Brazil was hearing some hams making anti-communist comments on 7210, July 31st at 0100, and also August 1st around midnight 42, and wonders where these were coming from. Well, 7210 is the prime frequency for a morning net of the same type, primarily involving N1NR, Nelson Roach in Pennsylvania, a Cuban exile. But they also have a net in the evening, it seems, around this hour on the same lower sideband frequency, which indeed I heard August 5th at 0108, as did Dino Bloise in Florida. Since this frequency has been in use for this purpose for a long time, I'm surprised the Dentro-Cuban jamming command does not attack it. From one night to the next, you never know what Radio Cairo will be doing. From Egypt, with its four frequencies beamed to the Americas, three of which around 0130 UTR in Spanish, or supposed to be. As of August 6th, 11710 was a big signal, but almost dead air with that heterodyne from Argentina, which is off frequency to the high side. 9315, however, was off the air on that occasion. Sometimes it's the other way around. 12070 makes a big, unreadable racket with a hum, sometimes spreading far beyond that frequency. And the fourth one, 9965, the Arabic service, is sometimes readable, but always with a whine or some modulation problem. On this occasion, it was almost dead air. If you hear DRM noise on an unlisted frequency and propagation is possible from Europe, there's a good chance it's the German military station Radio Andernach. We previously had a report of that on 9730, and I heard something like this again on 7325, the center frequency, August 3rd at 0208. DRM noise, it was blotting out Iran, if it was really on the air, scheduled in Urdu at that time. It so happened that Alan Rowe was also listening at exactly the same time, and he has DRM capability. He says the text showed M Media, German, Germany, audio, conditional access, information, Radio Andernach, but nothing could be heard. That's because it's encrypted. Alan Rowe also found this about it on their website, as Google translated, radio-andernach.bundeswehr.de. Radio Andernach offers a 24-hour full program in Kosovo and Afghanistan. Soldiers can receive the channel on FM. In addition, Radio Andernach for relatives at home is also available via web stream. About Radio Republic Indonesia, Ron Howard reports from California. Now that Ramadan is over, RRI Ternate is off the air from 3344.87, probably till the next Ramadan. At least no longer heard as of August 4th, but he is still hearing a couple of others, and that's about all that are left on the tropical bands. RRI Palangkaraya 3325 was parallel to Vamena on 4869.90, August 4th at 1231, ending the newscast with the patriotic song Dirgahayu Indonesiaku, which was in fact played on August 1st and should be heard throughout the month, as explained before. Also on August 5th, he heard RRI Palangkaraya 3325 with a promo for downloading audio stream broadcasting and audio on demand. He says, I've heard this promo many times recently. Meanwhile, the external service, Voice of Indonesia, on 9525.9, keeps jumbling up the scheduled order of its one-hour language broadcasts. I won't attempt to give the details. It's not likely to be the same from one day to the next, but thanks to reports in DX Listening Digest from Koji Hashimoto in Japan, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, Tarek Zaidan in Egypt. Over the past week, I've been hearing some heavy tone interference to one of the Arabic frequencies of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 13785, around 13 or 14 UT. It's on the high side, and I suspect it may be deliberate jamming or possibly a defective transmitter. I wonder if others are hearing this. The entire transmission lasts from 0530 to 1430 UT. It occurs to me that due to the situation in Gaza, Israel might be employing its former broadcast transmitters, which were last used in Persian, instead as jammers to a hostile broadcaster. There is an even more likely target for Israeli jamming, Voice of the Islamic Palestinian Revolution from Iran, which is scheduled for 1 hour at 0320 on 9610 and 11875. The enemy of my enemy is my friend apparently applies to Cuba, Iran, and Venezuela. The Spanish service from Iran on 9860 had a report from someone at Radio Nacional de Venezuela about Israel. August 6th at 0145. The parallel frequency from Iran is 11760, which is still colliding with that huge signal from Radio Havana, Cuba. Sometimes Iran makes a dent in it, sometimes not, from our vantage point. But they're so friendly, they like to share the frequency. Actually, there is another frequency registered with exactly the same parameters from Iran, obviously intended as an alternate, so why in the world don't they move so they don't interfere with each other? That is 12025 between midnight 20 and 0220. You're listening to World of Radio 1733. Our website brings you much more information, especially the latest issue when published of DX Listening Digest number 14-32, upon which this edition is based. You'll find it via worldofradio.com. Our website, which is free of advertising, but not free of expenses. Many thanks for financial support this week from Nick Hutchko in Sydney, Australia, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. An alternative method is to send a check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702. Ivo Ivanov reports another frequency change for the clandestine to North Korea, Voice of Martyrs, effective August 6th, for the sesquihour at 16 UT via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 7530, replacing 7510, which had been used since July 2nd. They seem to change about once a month, if not more often. The other alternatives are 7505, 7520 and 7525, any of which could produce a second harmonic just above 15 megahertz. Ron Howard in California reports English from Laos on 6130 Lao National Radio. August 5th at 1359, they played the usual theme music before English, bits and pieces of their normal ID. This is the Lao National Radio broadcasting from Vientiane Capital, the Lao People's Democratic Republic. Our news in English program broadcasts at 21 to 21:30 hours local time daily on AM 567 medium wave and AM 6130 short wave. Poor reception, Ron says, but pleased to find they still have English at 1400 UT. Part of the radical changes to U.S. international broadcasting was abruptly dropping the Lao language service of Radio Free Asia about a month ago. However, Ivo Ivanov notes that it's back on the air since July 19th. It's for 1 hour at midnight UT on 15690 and at 11 on 15120, both via the Tinian site in the Northern Mariana Islands. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov was hearing an unidentified station with classical music and announcements in French on 17630. Between 15 and 16 UT, a strong carrier, but very low modulation. That was August 2nd, and by August 4th, he was able to identify it as China Radio International, the Bamako Mali Relay, which is supposedly in English during this hour on 17630. I was awake early on August 4th, so I was pleased to hear PMA The Cross, Micronesia, just above 4755 at 1116. A poor signal, but I could hear gospel talk in English, rather than just timing the carrier cutoff before 1200. It so happened Ron Howard in California was listening a few minutes later, and as always on his coastal location with much better reception than I get in deep North America, from 11:23 to 11:30. He was hearing Pastor Greg Laurie, and they said, "The Cross Radio is a ministry of Pacific Mission Fellowship. Find us on the web at radio.pmapacific.org. And he notes that their website still claims that 4755 is down at the moment, awaiting engineer and parts. Clearly not the case. Yes, that message has been there for years. He also heard it August 6th on 4755.54, but strange happenings on that date. Instead of going off at 1200, the carrier was still on at 1206, and even at 1333, but with no audio. Got another report from Ron Howard, this one about Myanmar. August 4th, I found Myanmar radio back on a former frequency, 70 hertz above 7200, but extremely distorted audio until 1420 when it suddenly cleared up. Then indigenous-style country and western singing. At 1430, the usual theme music leading into their distance learning service with a lecture in vernacular, suddenly off at 1456. It had been parallel to 5915. 2 days later, August 6th, it was slightly higher, about 90 hertz above 7200. He says, "I just missed their sign on at 1340. And they were on until 1530 the day before, August 5th. A music show ran until 1430, then the distance learning service again with a long lecture in vernacular. In the past, there had been some English and math lessons." And Dave Volkwin in Pennsylvania reports another Myanmar radio frequency to Hardcore DX 9730. August 1st, 1105, with incredible strength. At first, I thought it was China on the frequency again. And when I realized it was Myanmar, it had dropped down by 1120. Probably the best heard this year. And the next day, August 2nd, they were 1 kilohertz off, 9731, and barely audible after 1108, and gone at 1130. Radio Nederland is truly an ex-shortwave broadcaster now. After the drastic cuts 2 years ago, they did maintain a half-hour Monday through Friday broadcast in Spanish via WHRI. But Horacio Negro in Uruguay noted an announcement on their Facebook that too was being dropped. There would be no more program called El Toque, the Touch, and no more shortwave broadcasts whatsoever after August 1st. Steve Luce in Texas confirmed nothing heard anymore on 9895 after midnight UT August 5th. Radio Netherlands really gone from shortwave after 67 years. Has anyone heard the anti-Christian pirate station YHWH lately? As of August 6th, I had not run across him since July 19th, and the last logs we'd seen were for July 20th on 15655. Perhaps we shall shortly be seeing a notice from the FCC that he's been busted. He was certainly asking for it with an extensive schedule on multiple frequencies, or maybe he's just on vacation. The Only DX program from Panama is offering a special QSL card commemorating the 100th anniversary of the inauguration of the Panama Canal, which is August 15th. Antena DX, of course, is not broadcast from Panama, but it is available online and via WRMI, Mondays at 12:30, Wednesdays at 11, and UT Thursdays at 01 UT on 9955. Craig Seeger, visiting the Northern Territory, says as of August 3rd, the only active Papua New Guinea stations on shortwave are the ones on 3205, 3260, 3385, and 7325. That matches our observations with very poor reception on August 4th, and also those of Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, who had much better reception with his extensive antenna setup. That was August 4th, around 11 UT. In Shortwave Bulletin, Bjorn Olsson in Sweden says, Ondas del Sur Oriente, Quillabamba, Peru was the ID of this station. I heard about 4835, around 02 UT, July 12th. Every night since July 2nd with Chicha Music, only female artists. The Andean stations have a remarkable number of female radio hosts, especially when the program is in Quechua or Aymara. The frequency is slightly on the high side. They played non-stop music until an electronic jingle on the hour, followed by a short ID. Alan Rowe in England heard Spain's mailbag program, Listener's Club, August 2nd at 21 UT on 9660. Allison Hughes said it's not certain that REE will be on the air after the 1st of October. He then went back and listened to a previous program of July 15th for some more details. Among other things, she and Justin Coe were saying the Spanish language news team for Radio Exterior will be leaving to be incorporated into Radio Uno. It seems the bosses might want to close the shortwave transmitter site with the curtain antennas, which require a lot of electricity. The unions have published a pamphlet against it. Everything is in a state of flux, and there are a lot of rumors. So the future does not look good for REE. In communication of the British DX Club, Arthur Miller in Wales reports tentative reception of the little station in Uganda, Dynamis Shortwave 4750. On July 8th, he had tribal-style songs closed down without announcements at 1859 UT. Then on July 17th, lively Afro-style songs, no announcements, and this time the close-down was at 1928. In DSWC IDX window, Vlad Titarev in Ukraine says Russian and Ukrainian hams are fighting a dirty war of words on 7050 LSV, sometimes interrupted by non-stop music and songs about Ukraine with a repeating loop text translated as "For wrong propaganda, you'll burn in hell." Heard around 15 UT, July 31st. Acker Peterson, editor, says also noted in Denmark, August 1st and 2nd, between 1655 and 1830. The Shortwave Committee of the Broadcasting Board of Governors has issued its final report, which basically justifies cutting shortwave broadcasts extensively. There's much discussion of this in the new DX Listening Digest, but summarizing, in an appendix, they give the top 10 BBG shortwave audiences, implying that these countries are least likely to have shortwave services deleted. But only a few million listeners in each. Nigeria, Burma, Ethiopia, Darfur, DR Congo, and under 1 million but still in the top 10, Iran, Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Somalia. World of Radio podcasts via the Rhein-Main Radio Club have been resumed. You'll find them at www.rmrc.de. Ivo Ivanov reports that now that Ramadan is over, Radio Sana'a Yemen has resumed its English hour on 6135 at 18 UT. SW Radio Africa for Zimbabwe stopped broadcasting on shortwave, and now Jerry Jackson says the station is closing down completely as of August 10th. Propagation outlook from Boulder, solar flux dropping from 150 August 7th to 100 August 17th to 19th and back up to 125 by August 27th. From next week, I'll be providing more detailed propagation reports on Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1733.